What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Internet Anonymous. I am your host, Megan Emily. And, you know, if you follow my Twitter, you know that this is a very late podcast today. I blamed it on technical difficulties, but really, it's Sunday, and I just don't have a lot of ambition today. I've been really struggling with some insomnia lately, which I didn't really know it was insomnia until I posted about it on TikTok. And somebody wrote back, they were like, dude, you have insomnia. And I was like, oh, that makes sense, because I've been stressed to the max since, like, I moved out. I may have mentioned this in last week's podcast, but if I didn't, I moved out back in late May, like the middle of May to late May, and I'm moving back in by the end of this month. So it's been kind of stressful the last couple months. I'm trying. I'm working on it. I'm getting there. I'm just, you know, doing what I gotta do. I do want to talk about jobs, though. Jobs, school, and the type of standards that have been set socially. Over the summer, over this past couple weeks, I have had several jobs that I've been to, and I just, you know, I worked for a couple weeks, and I was like, you know, I just don't like it, and I just quit. I was like, I, you know, as an adult, like, I know I can't just be quitting, but I also know that at this point, like, I do have that cushion to fall back on, which is obviously my parents' house. But also, like, I'm not gonna stay at a job that I feel is not a good fit for me. Example, I worked at a warehouse for like a week. Hated it. A couple years ago, I worked at a call center for 6 weeks. Hated it. I was like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. Recently, I just quit Hobby Lobby. Hated that. And I didn't necessarily hate it because of the job itself. The Hobby Lobby one I hated because of a lot of the people that I interacted with. And hate's kind of a strong word. I shouldn't say hate, because I didn't hate the people. But I was definitely very frustrated with them. I had one specific manager who was a little sexist and a little, you know, racist. And I wasn't really okay with that. I was like, I deserve respect. And if you're going to tell me I can't do something because I'm a girl, but then expect me to do much more than that, but then get frustrated at me when I do much more than that, I don't know what you want from me. I really don't. Like, that's something that was super frustrating to me. And I noticed, as a young woman in today's society, especially in the area that I live in, there is a lot of sexism, especially from older gentlemen. And I say gentlemen, just meaning older men. I don't know. That's how my mom would talk, so that's how I talk. She calls them gentlemen. This gentleman over here would like a sandwich. Well, fuck your sandwich, bitch. So I got into a conversation with my dad the other night, because we went over to my brother's house for dinner, and my parents came and picked me up. And my dad has been sending me all these, like, job suggestions from Indeed or whatever for, like, warehouse positions. And I told him, I was like, I don't want to work in a warehouse. And I went on and I was like, I have the option to have standards. I'm allowed to have standards. I'm allowed to, you know, find something that I actually enjoy. Like, even if, you know, it's just a job to, like, pay bills and get stuff, you know, squared away. But I mean, I still want to enjoy it. I still want to be able to have the ambition and the motivation to get up every day and go to it. You know, I don't want to go to this job and be like, oh my God, I want to friggin' die here. You know? And I told him, I compared it. I was like, that's like telling me, like, the first guy that walks my way that can breathe is the guy I should date and marry. Like, no. No. Like, you have to have some sort of standard. You have to have some sort of, you know, hold yourself up to something, you know? And, like, that's just, it's really been sticking in my mind since him and I had that conversation. And I just want, like, excuse me, I am tired. I just want, like, people to see, like, you know, just because you need a job doesn't mean you should settle for jobs that you're not comfortable with. I also mentioned a good point that I thought I had brought up. I was like, by that standard, I guess I'll just be a stripper then. Not, there's nothing wrong with being a stripper, but I was just telling him, I told him, I have to have standards when it comes to my jobs, when it comes to, like, what jobs I'm doing, and he said, no, you don't. So I was like, all right, fine, then I guess I'm just gonna go apply to the club down the street and be a stripper. I was like, they make more money than I do anyways. They'd be making thousands of bucks. You know? It's just, it's, you gotta just, there's gotta be a fine line between, I need a job, so I'm gonna do whatever it takes, or, you know, like, it's different, obviously, if you have, like, a significant other, if you have children, if you have pets, whatever. I have nothing and nobody, guys. I am a single Pringle by myself. I'm lucky if I have a friend, which I have a friend. I have a friend and a half-ish. No, they're both my friends, but, like, one was friend first, and then she dated him. Anyway, long story. But, like, I don't have any pets, I don't have any kids, I don't have a significant other. Like, I'm just here, I'm just me. So, you know, it's really only me that's relying on me, and it's a different feeling. Like, I can let myself down, that's fine. Like, I don't have a lot of, like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. I just know that it's really important to just, like, not be, like, snobbish to certain jobs, but also, like, understand, like, oh, I've tried these jobs before, and I didn't like them, they didn't work for me, so I'm not going to try them again, because I know I'm going to be miserable, and I'm just going to quit again. You know, when I wake up in the morning, I want to have the motivation, and the ambition, and the determination to get up and make something of my day, and accomplish something when I go to work. I am tired of these dead-end retail jobs. I feel like that's all I do nowadays, you know? It's just not something that I feel, like, I really feel like having standards when it comes to jobs is super important, if you can. And I mean, the same thing goes with relationships. Like, you're not gonna date the first person that looks at you. That nobody would ever do that. And if you do that, honey, call TLC, because that's a whole show in itself. Alright, that was a good drink of water, but then it just kind of choked on a little bit. Anyway. But yeah, it's just, you know, in kind of branching off into, like, talking about, like, oh yeah, like, my family. I don't know. I don't really, like, sometimes, I don't know. Maybe not talk about that. but I will talk about, how women are treated in today's society when it comes to power roles. Even if you are, like, a manager at, like, an Arby's or a Wendy's or something, you're a woman and you're in a power role. Therefore, you're going to get complaints about you being bossy. I'm your boss. You're going to get complaints about you being bitchy, being snobby, being stuck up, being whatever. People are going to complain just because you are a woman in a power position. And I know it's ridiculous. I get it. Trust me. I know, because I've been there. I've done that. We've been there. We've done that. We see right through your crazy head. Okay. But you gotta take it, you gotta learn from it. And some people, their complaints are critical. It's like a constructive criticism complaint. They're like, hey, you know, I like that you do this, but you also did this, and that's not cool, so maybe try to work on not doing that. Which, that's a perfectly valid way to complain. Like, that is the nicest way to complain ever. Is a, what did I just call? I just called them. Compliment. Critical. What did I call it? constructive criticism. God, what? I just said it and I couldn't remember. Doing that is a valid way to complain to someone, like, hey, I don't like what you're doing here. Could we maybe try to work on this and see how this can go? And that is something that is super valid and that's good. But if you just go up to someone and be like, I don't like the way you do things, you're kind of a bitch. Whoa, first of all, you can go ahead and sit down because your own insecurities just came at me and I don't like that. Second of all, you're not telling me how you think I could improve on it. You're just telling me you don't like it. So you're not giving me anything to go off of. Therefore, your complaint is invalid and I need you to sit back down. Thank you. Wow, I felt like a pretty badass doing that. There ain't nobody here. And people are going to complain about you. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody's going to be your best friend. And you know what? That's fine. I don't want everybody to be my best friend. I don't want everybody to like me. I just want to be just as respected as everybody else. As a woman in a position of power, I feel like I deserve to be respected as if a man was in my position. You know? I worked at a hardware store for a little bit. I think I may have talked about this before. But there are a lot of older guys that come in, like 60s, 70s older guys, and there are even their wives that come in with them can be very sexist. Just by like little things like, can you lift this or can you get a guy to help me with this? And I'm like, I work here, I can help you with it. I'm a young adult. Or like if I was helping out in a department, people would be like, can you find me somebody that knows what they're talking about? I know what I'm talking about. I work here. Oh, but I mean like a guy. Okay, sure. Let me just put on my mustache real quick. Hello? What can I help you with? Oh, why was I in, I don't know why mine was an accent. Alright, cool. But you know what I mean. I mean, ladies, we get disrespected by men, we get disrespected by other ladies, we get disrespected by old people, by children, by everybody. We just gotta, you know, persevere and keep going, because what else is gonna happen, you know? Ooh, I did want to talk about something real quick. Sorry, I'm looking at my podcast notes while I do this. I am thinking about changing Internet Anonymous's name. I don't know what I'll change it to yet, but I did notice that the anonymous part of it, where the internet addiction that I talks about, has become more of just like a tiny segment rather than the whole show. And maybe I'll change it back to Internet Anonymous one of these days. But for now, we're just going to leave it at Internet Anonymous until I decide on what else to call it. Because I just don't feel like the show itself is living up to its name. And I feel like it could definitely have a better name that goes along with it, especially when it comes to people like searching for it. Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at? How much time are we at on here? See, this is why I need a podcast partner, because I was like, man, I've probably been talking for a half hour. No, I've been talking for 13 and a half minutes. Like, yo. No. Also, if you guys heard that little, like, stop in audio, I accidentally hit stop, but apparently you can hit stop and then, like, continue recording from where you left off, so that's cool. I don't know, I'm still trying to navigate this whole app thing, so, you know, it is what it is. Oh, I will mention that, so I used to write a lot when I was in middle school, in my early high school days. I used to write a lot, and for a while I had kept those journals, and I kept all the writing materials and stuff, and I don't know what possessed me before I moved out to get rid of them, but I got rid of them, okay? And I went to go get them the other night, and this is in a vlog somewhere. I went to go get them the other night and they weren't there. And I was so sad. And I was like, wait a minute. I was thinking about one of the stories that I wrote and I was like, I wanted to read it. And it was just nowhere to be found. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I got rid of this. So that was that. But on that topic, because of that, I decided to rewrite the story. And now I'm thinking it could easily turn into a book. You know, like, writing a book is something I've wanted to do since, I don't know, since middle school or something. But I just never had the time to sit down and focus on it, and now I kind of have the time. And so I got, like, 3 or 4 pages done the other night, and I keep thinking about things I want to go back in and put in them, and where I want, like, certain parts of the book, like, scenes and stuff to go, how I want them to be a roundabout kind of thing towards the end. But... God, it's been a long day. But it just seems like a good idea. And I've been brainstorming a lot lately. Things have just been popping into my mind. I'm like, wow, I can put that in the book. Wow, I could put that in the book. This would be, I need to make sure I note this. You know, I'm trying to, like, eliminate plot holes that I have. Like, eliminate any questions for the reader. Or not necessarily eliminating them, but creating questions for the reader. And then throughout the rest of the story, answering them. Which I think is probably a really good, writing strategy. So if you go back and you read your own work and you're like, okay, as a reader, I have questions about this, this, and this. Well, continue writing your story and answer those questions in a way that doesn't sound like you're answering a question. Answer it just as like a product of the story. And as you go through and you write those answers, cross out those questions. And I think that's a good way that I, typically do when I brainstorm or have things to, discuss in writing. I got a lot of good sketches planned coming up. I just created a character, actually. Her name is Lacey Marks, and she's a very boho influencer type personality. And I definitely think that on my channel, on my YouTube channel, you guys will definitely see a lot more of her. If you are subscribed and you watch, you'll know that the vlog that I just posted last night, which technically is today's vlog, she's in that vlog. But just her voice. It's my face, but it's just her voice. I haven't created her costume yet. But trust me, it's in the works, because I finally, you know, landed on a character that I think I can do a lot with. Lacey has her boyfriend, Chad, who you probably won't ever see on camera because he's invisible and it's a character. And then her mother, who's always barging in when she's just trying to be an influencer. And I think it's fun. But yeah, so Lacey's my newest character. This podcast is all over the place. If you don't like this, I'm sorry, but this is what's going on right now. So, but yeah, I got a lot of things planned for the future coming up. Right now, it's kind of just difficult to do everything because obviously I'm in the middle of moving, I'm in the middle of trying to find a job, I'm just in the middle of a lot of things, so it's kind of exhausting right now for me, but I am actually feeling pretty good and confident about a lot of this stuff. I feel like, and I hope that once I move back in with my parents, my sleep schedule goes to a better sleep schedule, because I can't take any more of this insomnia. As you can hear, I am yawning pretty frequently, and it's really annoying, because the other night I laid down to go to sleep and I stared at the ceiling for 4 hours, and by the time like I finally got to sleep, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, like I gave up on going to sleep, and then I went back to try to go to sleep, and it was a lot. All right, anyway, for today's podcast, that's all I have to say. If you're new here, stick around. You might hear something that you like. Go ahead, and I guess it's like a established audience, but I guess it's subscribe.
If you want to hear more, you can turn on my notifications so you know when I post. For these podcasts, it's every Sunday. I have a YouTube channel, which will be linked in the description of this podcast. That's where you'll see my vlogs, which get posted on Sundays and Wednesdays, sometimes Tuesday, Saturday, sometimes Thursday, Friday. It just really depends on how I feel, but I try to keep it consistent as a Wednesday, Sundays. Go ahead and subscribe to that as well. Click the bell for notifications so you know when I post, because I want to keep it I want to keep it consistent, but we all know sometimes life gets in the way, and that's perfectly fine. My Twitter and my Instagram will be linked in the bio, as well as my TikTok, if you guys want to follow me on there as well. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next time. Bye!